Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Good morning, my brothers, my sisters in the Lord. Welcome to what is His message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the Lenten season. First reading will be taken from the prophet Joel, chapter 2, verses 12 to 18. Our psalm for today is Psalm 51. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 20 to chapter 6, verse 2. God's reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 1 to 6, 16 to 18. The theme of our reflection on this Ash Wednesday is Broken Hearts, Not a Torn Garment. The Lord says in today's second reading, at the favorable time, I have listened to you. On the day of salvation, I came to your help. Yes, my brothers, my sisters, St. Paul reminds us in that second reading that salvific help made the sinless one into sin so that in him we might become the goodness of God. Therefore, this first day of the season of Lent, called Ash Wednesday, ushers in a favorable time for Lenten appreciation of the Lord's kenotic sacrifices and prepares us for the commemoration of the crowning of His salvific help at Easter. Thus, in today's first reading, my brother, my sister, the prophet Joel says, now is the time to end our fun with unbelief and the ungodly, to go from being passive to active disciples. Now is the time to pause, to acknowledge or re-acknowledge our sinful ways and hypocritical attitudes, and to beg the Lord for mercy. Yes, now is the time to be reconciled to the Lord, to be reconciled with our neighbors, and to sustain that renewed character in prayer with fasting and alms given. The Lord Himself has led us to believe and has shown through His salvific help that we have been spared the calamities of sin and death. Thus, my brother, my sister, the pleas, mortification, and offerings of a repentant disciple will surely be heard. Your prayers, my prayers, will be heard, because the Lord is merciful. The prophet Joel reminds us that the Lord is all tenderness and compassion, slow to anger, rich in graciousness, and ready to relent. And so, my brother, my sister, as we accompany the Lord again to Golgotha, let us ask the Lord for mercy and victory in our endeavors in life, in our endeavors during this period of Lent. When we reflect on the scourged body of Christ, may we be moved to share in His pains with our gifts to our families, the needy, and the poor citizens of our constituencies. And when in solemn Lenten adoration and worship, we must retain in our hearts today's prophetic words. Come back daily to me, let your hearts be broken, not your garments torn. Thus, my brother, my sister, we must be hopeful during the season of Lent that our mouths shall be filled with laughter and our tongues with shouts of joy when our Father, who sees all that we do, will do, and have done, publicly or privately, reward us. He will reward us with His mercy, love, and joy, His protection, especially in our communities, in our societies. And that is my prayer for you this season of Lent, that the goodness and the mercy of the Lord will be bestowed on you, on us, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. All saints of God, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.